Hello?
Hi, this is Natavius returning a call from customer support.
Yes, I am. This is Roberta Whitman.
Okay, may I have your zip code to pull up your account?
94553.
And for security purposes, can you verify your full shipping address for me?
1488 Hull Lane, Martinez, California, 94553.
All righty, thank you so much for that information. Okay, looking over the account, I see this is for our CBD gummies, our Green Ape CBD gummies, and how may I assist with the account?
Well, yeah, I'm being charged again on the 28th for $179.97. I have not received those. I don't want them. And I still have not gotten my full credit for the ones that I had returned. You've only given me half a credit, even though you have received my the packet back in the mail on the 16th of January.
Okay, well, looking over the account, I'm showing that you were issued a 50% refund of what you were billed on January 28th for $179.97. That's the only refund that I'm showing, but just give me one moment. Let me look over your account and see what's going on, okay?
Please do. Thank you.
All right, no problem.
Your phone's ringing, sis. Oh, okay. It just keeps ringing like that? Yeah, it does. It's still ringing. It's still ringing.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Well, that's just funny. I'm sorry.
What reminds me of the business stuff?
Oh dear, I missed one. I'm going to hit it when I do that. Oh well. $190 is still outstanding on my checking account. Okay. Well, it's better than the $1,700 that I sent Leanne. It was outstanding for over a month. She wouldn't cash the damn check. She says, I'm not ready to buy. I said, oh, Leanne, just put it in your account. Come on. I mean, it made me mad. All she wanted to do was do the painting, new doors, new door handles. And she was hemming and hawing on everything. Well, maybe I can get it less expensive. I just kept going, oh, God, honey, just go do it. Pull the plug and do it, please. Oh, yeah, she had to go back to work in January. But she's working from home, which is good. So she's down with her daughter now. Nice. You know, you can work down there. No, I have to be on my monitor. No, you don't.
All righty. Thank you so much for being patient with me and holding. I'm still working on some things, but I did want to come back and let you know for the order of January 28th, I do see where that order was canceled, so it was never shipped out. So I'm going to go ahead and issue you a full refund of that $179.97 on today.
Okay.
And then I'm still working on the one for last month. I'm just verifying on that tracking number if we have pull it so we can pull up and make sure it's delivered. And if it's delivered, we're going to see what we can go ahead and do about getting your funds on today for that as well, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Just give me one brief moment.
Of course.
All right.
didn't do this, they would never have done it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I'm
saving my money. Mm-hmm. And since I pay that everything off whenever I get my card.
Right.
Oh. What is she doing? Oh, geez, Chrissy. Damn you, just throw it on the pillow. Yeah, she does that. It irritates me, but that's all she does. It's okay. I should go in now to Citibank and pay this thing off. Okay. Well, what do you need?
I need to be. See, the trouble is my credit card.
Yeah.
I hate when Bobby says the other one's name was something up. It's really easy to go into Bank of America with my credit card and all the charges and everything else, right?
Yeah, well, I just go to my credit card and look up every single charge. I don't know what you're saying.
Bank of America.
Okay, I've got, well, you've got a Citibank or Costco.
All righty, thank you so much for being patient with me and holding once again. Okay, I did
sure.
Go ahead and process that refund, so it should be showing back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. Now, with
that
the charge.
$89.90-something?
Can you repeat that for me?
Was it that the other half of the 89 that you gave me half of the credit for? Is that what you're talking, or the 179?
It's the other half of the eight. See, when you called in and spoke
okay.
with an representative on the 28th, what happened
correct.
Was on the 28th, there was another shipment already sent out. So when they refunded you, they did not issue you the partial refund for the December charge. They issued you the partial refund for the January 28th charge. So I went ahead and gave
okay.
you that the remaining amount of that. Now, what I am going to have to do is go ahead and connect you over with my supervisor, and they're going to go ahead and assist you with getting those December funds refunded because I can only do 1 month, and so
okay.
I did January.
I appreciate that.
No problem. Just give me one moment. I'm going to get your information together, and then I'll let you know when I'm connecting you over with that supervisor, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
And this is due, 3/6. So we'll pay it then. Submit the payment, and this is paid. Yeah, what they had, because I didn't have the return authorization number on my outside of the package, well, we can only give you half of it. Well, rather than what they did, apparently they charged me the $179.97 on $128, thinking another shipment was going out. Well, it never went out, but she gave me half of that one back, not the one in December. So now I have to have that one go back by a supervisor. Jesus Christ.
No, my credit cards?
Yeah.
When I go into Bank of America, they're right there.
Citibank and everything too?
No, just your bank credit.
Right.
Okay, so they're right there. And I can look at all my activity. I can look at
I can too. I just go into Citibank.
You have to go into another bank.
Well, I go to Citibank card for that card. Yeah.
All minor,
so Citibank has just your Bank of America has your Citibank card too?
Just Bank of America.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Don't you have a Citibank card for Costco?
Yes.
You have to go into Citibank to get all those, right?
Exactly.
Well, where's the big deal?
Citibank is not easy to get into with their credit card, I'm telling you.
I've never had a problem with it.
Really?
Yeah. And I have the Chase Southwest, which has all of my automatic charges. You know, any donation, my Costco, my, not Costco, my garbage, my Blue Shield, my Comcast, it's all on Citibank or on Southwest. So every month I know pretty much it's the same charge every month because they're my automatic deductions.
Right.
So I go into the Southwest and then I go into the Citibank and I go into the Bank of America. Where's the big deal? You're just making mountains out of a molehill, dear.
I've been banking. I got lots of accounts.
Well, so do I, but I go into each card.
I have to move them all there. I can't do that. So the couple of them is a Santini account.
Okay. I'm still not understanding
okay.
why it's
so
good. So
I've got a savings account, a checking account,
yeah.
and another account for
Santini Auto?
No, for Santini family.
Oh, okay.
Which involves the sisters.
Okay.
Yeah, and all
righty. Thank you so much for being patient with me and holding. I did go ahead and get all your information together. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and connect you over with that supervisor so they can assist you with those other funds, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Customer Support. Please hold.
Okay.